Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Watch the green lights tumble.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Vincent, how are you this morning?
Really, really well. Hey, Gwyneth, you're having some pretty serious weather in Australia, right?
Yeah.
Want to talk about
it? Yeah, we are. Yeah, that's over the Christmas period, so Christmas Eve through to Boxing Day, we had just over 2.5 inches of rain here. And normally we would get maybe 5 or 10 millimeters, if that, for the whole month of December. We'll get between 5 and 10 millimeters for the whole month of December. And often we get no rain at all between October and March or April of the following year. That's completely normal. So to have 64 millimetres, that's just over 2.5 inches of rain in a 2 or 3 day period. It started about 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve, and it ended in the afternoon of Boxing Day. So that's, but Queensland has had far worse weather than what we've had. This storm system was all, if any of the class members want to go and look on a map, look at where Cairns, that's C-A-I-R-N-S, Cairns, in Queensland is, and have a look where Melbourne in Victoria is on an Australian map, and that was the extent of the storm system. So we're talking about a storm that's about 2,000 kilometres long, and it basically went straight over the top of us. In Queensland, on the Gold Coast, it wiped out electricity, wiped out the grid for about 125,000 homes, including the whole central business district and residential district of the Gold Coast, and also a lot of surrounding areas as well. And a lot of the accommodation in the Gold Coast is in the form of apartment towers. Most of these apartment towers are 20, 30, 40 stories high. Some of them are as tall as 100 stories high. It's just a whole city of just tower blocks of hotels and apartment buildings, and you know, and they've got shopping districts and all the rest of it, but it's a resort. It's a gigantic resort. And they lost all electricity. And can you imagine, this is, how many times have we talked about this on the broadcast, Vincent? What would it be like to be in an apartment 100 floors up in a hotel or in an apartment? That's a bit of a walk. Even if you're in, even if your building's only, there's some in quotation marks, only 20 or 30 stories high, that's still quite a walk to go absolutely anywhere. And, you know, they've had 125 power lines go down, including concrete power poles. And that's going to take a while for them to put all of these wires back together. I haven't heard news of any transformers going, but that doesn't mean that it hasn't happened. But, you know, hundreds of thousands of lightning strikes and 10 people died. It's been really serious, and that's across three states. So actually four states, because there's South Australia copped some storms as well. So, yeah, Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, and South Australia. And that's about, probably about half of the Australian landmass was affected by these storms. And, you know, it's quite astounding, but that's what this whole broadcast is about. It's about, do not live in a place like the Gold Coast. It's an absolutely stupid place to build a city. And I sent you some video clips. And you saw one of the clips that I sent you, I timestamped it, showing the blackout. And at night with the lightning storm going, and you could see the lightning flashing behind the buildings. And did you see any lights whatsoever in any of those buildings, Vincent?
Gwyneth, I was unable to watch the video, so by the time I got the links, it was too late for the broadcast. But please describe it. I'll watch them later.
No, there was the lightning flashing behind these tower blocks, these skyscrapers, apartment buildings and hotels. And you could see the lightning flashing and lighting up the silhouette of these tower blocks. And there wasn't one light in any of these buildings, and normally they'd be lit up like Christmas tree. And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people living in these apartment buildings. That's their home. And they've got no electricity. And hundreds of power lines down. As far as I know, they're still down, and it's it's now the 28th of December, and they've had no electricity since Christmas Day, at least. You know, some areas maybe Christmas Eve, but Christmas Day was when most of the outages happened. Can you imagine what that would be like, Vincent?
Well, I've been thinking about that while I'm sleeping, literally. And what's come to my mind, but before I heard of this, which was today, I was thinking about when this kind of event happens, we have what we have, and we're not going to get anything else for a while. And if you think about, that's for, doesn't matter where it is, whether it be Florida or the Carolinas or Texas or wherever an event happens, especially a resort. If you think about a resort is completely dependent on outside supplies, outside provisions, food, water, energy, equipment, completely dependent. No roof gets shingled without outside supplies at a resort. Resorts don't make anything. All they do is become a collection center for trash, and then they ship the trash elsewhere. That's what a resort is. It's not sustainable. It's mind-numbing that people think that living in a resort is great. You know, there are people who go and travel, and when they get there, they go, "Boy, this is heaven. This is great. I'd like to live here." And what they don't realize is it's made to be like heaven. It's made to look great. It's made to be enjoyable. But if you look behind the scenes, it's not sustainable. It can't work. It's impossible. And the people who visit these resorts, everything's done for them. They don't have to cook. They don't have to clean. All they have to do is relax and enjoy and consume. That's the way I see it. And Gwyneth, when you're talking about the rain, in Virginia, many decades ago, it rained for between 7 and 10 days, roughly. Nonstop. Rain. And what happened next, I began thinking about raining for 40 days and 40 nights. And it was only, you know, not even a fifth of that. What happened was trees, large trees, 40, 50, and taller trees, fell over. The root balls were in mud, and they couldn't support the trees. And the trees would just fall over. So when you talk about the power lines falling down, of course. Of course, and people don't think about that. They don't think about what too much rain might do. You know, they've all seen swollen rivers. They've all seen mudslides. But all it takes is too much rain. Animals die.
And that's what mostly caused the power lines to go down. There's trees fell on them. And the thing is, when you've got downed power lines in an area, they have to shut off that whole section of the grid. Because otherwise somebody is going to die, because there's a lot of faults in that power line. And especially electricity and water really are a bad combination. So, yeah, they have to shut down that whole section of the grid until such time as the power lines can get repaired. And when you've got 125 of them that have to be repaired, and it's quite a specialist job, that's going to take a little while. You know, it's not something where you can just haul in Joe Blow from down the road and say, "Hey, we'll pay you if you can put all this back together." Even most electricians wouldn't know how to do it. It's quite a specialist area of the electrician's trade, and it's something that's a niche market. It's quite dangerous work, and especially some, I'm being sarcastic, bright stars might decide to plug a generator in and put a reverse plug in, and so they've got electricity. Unless you do that with a transfer switch, you're going to get somebody killed. Does that make sense? I know we've talked about this a lot in the past, but this is the business end of what we've been talking about.
Yeah, that was one of my campaign points.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth brought up a very, very important point. So let's do this by the numbers. A typical grid is designed this way. So let me give you the numbers and think about this. At the power generation plant, whether it be nuclear or coal or gas-fired, the electricity is generated at about 20,000 volts, 20,000. And then right there, there's a series of transformers, and the voltage is increased from 20,000 to about 345,000 volts. 345,000 volts. Then those big high-tension power lines transmit it, and it goes to your local substation area where the voltage is reduced to about, we'll say, 13,000 volts. It's actually 13,800. And it goes through the power lines that you see in your village, you know, on those wooden power poles, at about 13,000 volts. And then there's a transformer right outside your house, which will step that voltage down to about 120 volts, or 120, 240. So it starts out at 20,000, gets stepped up to 345,000, goes across those big steel towers at 345,000 volts, gets stepped down at the local substation to about 13,000 volts, and it gets transmitted across your power lines outside your house on those wooden power poles, 13,500 volts roughly. And then it gets stepped down by that cylindrical transformer to 120 and 240 volts. And that's what you use in your house, 120, 240. If you decide that, well, you know, there's no electricity, and you plug your generator into a wall socket. And a lot of people do this. And don't do it, class. Absolutely, positively, do not do this. And I'm going to tell you why. So if you plug your generator into the wall outlet and you power your house because the grid is down, the guys working on the power lines don't see 120 volts. They see 13,500 volts. Those are the guys that are trying to put the wires back together. It's really dangerous. So when some moron does that without disconnecting from the grid, they can kill the lineman, which is one of the most dangerous jobs to have. So, carelessness, recklessness, me first, that's what would happen when someone just plugs in a generator to their wall socket without thinking about what might happen next. So when Gwyneth talked about a transfer switch, that is absolutely positively required in my world and hers. And what a transfer switch is a switch that brings grid electricity into your house. And you can, it's a two-position switch. Actually, it's like three positions. We'll call it, you'd throw this big lever up, and that would be, let's say, the grid. You pull the lever to the middle position, and that's off. And then you pull the lever down, and that's generator. So it's impossible for the electricity to be both connected to the grid and to the generator at the same time. It's a break before make connection. It breaks the connection from the grid before it makes the connection to the generator. The problem with these things is many of them are mechanical and they're expensive. So when I bought our transfer switch, which is a 200 ampere electric transfer switch, break before make, exactly what I'm talking about, grid off and generator, it was $330 18 years ago. I'm pretty darn sure that that switch today would be about at least double or maybe even $1,000, which is ridiculously high. But how much does it cost to go to the hospital? How much is a life worth? How much is safety worth? How much is not burning your house down worth? So a transfer switch is absolutely positively required, and it doesn't have to be a real big one. Depending on how you wire it, you could go with a much smaller one for less money.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Airports across the country bustling with activity as millions of holiday travelers either make their way home or embark on flights for New Year's destinations. There were approximately 3,700 delays, fewer than 100 cancellations for flights. This year's travel period should be the second busiest since 2019. Could offering to return a beverage container be the key to landing that next job? One top company manager says it's been a go-to tactic for finding his best job candidates. It's generated some heated discussion on social media, too. Australian executive Trent Innes spoke of this candidate interview approach on The Venture podcast with Lambros Fotios. Critics of the tactics say it's an unfair evaluation method. Innes says it helps to ensure a proper culture fit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it.
I have something.
This can be slight and
light. One of today's hot.
Watch it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I heard at the bottom of the hour news something about recycling and interview techniques, and I didn't quite understand what the announcer was trying to say. However, I have deployed those kind of tactics here at the farm to determine who I want to associate with and who I don't. So in the good old days, you know, before the genocide, before the Chinese started killing people on the planet with COVID and our response with the jab, when people came over to our house, we had paper towels on a paper towel roll on the kitchen counter near the sink and stove. And we also had a towel where you could dry your hands hanging from the handle of the stove, as most of you do. And when people came and washed their hands, and then they would take 3 paper towels instead of drying her hands on the towel that was meant to dry hands. It was really difficult for me to want to invite them back because they were extravagant and wasteful and me first and careless and reckless. That's the way I look at it. Now, I know I'm a little bit eccentric. I knew that. And I look at things a little bit differently from some others. But I don't think I look at things very differently from the rest of our class. I think we all look at things in a very similar fashion. And if you notice, the people who would grab three paper towels and just throw them away, you know, maybe they are the types that, you know, are really interested in recycling. So they say. But, so they claim. But obviously they're not, right? And I submit to you that there would be a great percentage of them who love to travel, who love to get on airplanes, who love to drive big, heavy vehicles instead of fuel-efficient vehicles. Like getting on an airplane and flying to a vacation spot to, you know, thousands of miles so they can sit on the beach and read a book, you know, for a day or two, and then fly back and waste fuel and burn oxygen and pollute the air needlessly, recklessly, carelessly. I submit to you they're the same people as those who, pour a full glass of cranberry juice at your house and drink a third of it and then throw the rest of it away. Or take a great big helping of food and throw half of it or more away. I submit to you they're the same people. Gwyneth, any comments?
That thing about the food, that absolutely does happen. And around here, it would be absolutely unconscionable. Food doesn't get thrown out around here. It gets fed to something else. I normally just cook the amount of food that I'm going to eat, and then I eat it. And if I get halfway through the meal and for whatever reason don't feel hungry anymore, I have it sitting on the table or the bench, and then I'll come back an hour or two later and I'll finish it. And then I'll eat it. But if in the absolutely unlikely circumstance that I had food that didn't get eaten and was beginning to grow fungal and bacterial colonies, it would get fed to the dogs or it would get fed to the chickens. And they would absolutely lap it up. And the chickens turn their food into eggs. And then I'll eat the eggs. Or if it got fed to the dogs, then, I mean, they're my friends. They're also my security system. I cannot be taken unawares here. If somebody pulls up to the driveway to my locked gate, which is over 200 meters away from the house, my dogs absolutely go bananas. And they're inside the house. They hear somebody pulling up at the gate 200 meters away, and they go bananas. And I say, oh, there's somebody at the gate. And usually I'm expecting somebody. I have very few unexpected guests. I don't like unexpected guests. And the people who are likely to show up as unexpected guests know that I'm generally hostile, at least initially, to unexpected people showing up at my gate until I find out what they're about. But friends and family members and delivery people that I know, that's a different story. They're quite welcome. But, you know, just random people. I'm suspicious of random people just showing up at my gate. And my dogs have picked up on that. And if somebody that, you know, if somebody even that they know pulls up at the gate, they go ballistic. And this is it. So it feeds my security system or it feeds my egg supply. Unwanted food. But more often than not, it just feeds me. I just put it to one side and I snack on it or eat it later on in the day. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely it does. You know, Gwyneth, there's something that has not been reported in the news. Maybe we should report it right now. When you think about what is happening in Ukraine and Russia, or in the Gaza Strip, when these bombs go off and they blow up houses, apartment buildings, commercial buildings, when that happens, the sewage system and the water system and the electric system breaks. When that happens, the sewage runs in the streets. When that happens, disease follows. And when you think about this, we are destroying the planet. We are polluting the planet with biologicals from sewage. And it finally made the news, that an Israeli soldier died of a superbug infection in Gaza. They say it came from the soil. And it did come from the soil. It came from the soil, I believe, because the sewage system was blown up. And raw sewage leaked into the soil, and the soldiers are out there looking for their enemies. Now, this is nothing new. This happened in the trenches of World War I in Europe. It happened in World War II. And, you know, there's some biological functions that just happen as a course of living. And so those human feces, they're there on the ground. And the soldiers are, regardless of what side the conflict, no matter which side you think is the right side, these guys and gals are going through this sewage. And they are in harm's way. And you think the people at the top who are saying, go, 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 kill them, bomb them, do you think they're thinking about that? Do you think they would step foot on the battlefield? This has to stop. It absolutely has to stop. It's outrageous. And I didn't really want to weigh in on this, but I will. Class, where do you think the bombs are coming from? A lot of them you're paying for as taxpayers. In Australia, England, United States, we're paying for them. Your tax dollars are used to buy bombs, some of which that come from General Dynamics. They're dropped. I believe the number is about 2,000 so far have recently been dropped on Gaza. General Dynamics. Look it up. MK-84. That's the nomenclature for these bombs. They're not smart. They just drop them from overhead. And when they land, they make a crater about 35 feet deep. This is nuts. This is nuts. How can anybody support anybody who's involved in this? Back to you.
Yeah, this is the only thing you can do is not be there. And if there's anybody listening to this broadcast who is in the Middle East, then, I mean, Israel's a pretty small place, but you need to get out of the way as best you can. And there's some places that you need to absolutely stay away from, and that is the Valley of Megiddo, which is between Israel and Syria. And you need to absolutely stay away from Jerusalem. You need to stay away from, obviously, Gaza, but also Ashkelon. And you need to stay away from Ekron. And you need to stay away from all the other cities in that area. So there's Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Ekron, and there's another one, I'm sure of it. But the name of it just escapes me at the moment. And if you are in that part of the world, I would say to leave Israel and let's see if you can go and live somewhere like America or Australia for a little while. I don't think there's many other Middle Eastern countries that are very friendly to Hebrews. But I would say that your two best options or three best options would be Australia, New Zealand, and the US, maybe Canada. Those would be probably your four best options for somewhere to go. But I would not be in Israel at the moment because it's going to get really, really nasty. And the Bible prophecy says that just before Messiah returns, that a third of the population of Jerusalem will be killed, murdered, and that half the city will be burned. That is what the Bible prophecy says that happened in the city of Jerusalem just before the Messiah returns, just before the Messiah comes. And, best thing is to not be there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights.
Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, here are some of the numbers. As published in the internet, in the Israeli-Gaza war, since October 7th through yesterday, in Israel, 1,139 killed, at least. 8,730 wounded, at least. So, 1,139 at least were killed in Israel. And 8,730 were killed, at least. I'm sorry. Killed, 1,139 at least in Israel. Injured, 8,730 at least. In Palestine, Gaza, at least 20,915 were killed. That includes at least 8,200 children. And injured, 54,918, including 8,663 children. More than 7,000 are missing. What does that mean, missing? Does that mean vaporized? Does that mean dismembered beyond recognition? And then in the occupied West Bank, at least 311 were killed, including 76 children. And in terms of injured, at least 3,450. That is since October 7th. This has to stop. Some more numbers. Over half of the homes in Gaza have been destroyed or damaged. That's 313,000 residential units destroyed or damaged. 352 educational facilities damaged. 26 out of 35 hospitals not functioning. 102 ambulances damaged. And 203 places of worship damaged. There's not many places to go. Every hour in Gaza, 15 people are killed, 6 of them are children. Every hour, 35 people are injured. Every hour, 42 bombs are dropped. Every hour, 12 buildings are destroyed. in Gaza. Is this really being reported? I don't know. If you want to look it up, aljazeera.com, you'll see it. This is carnage. And as we forecasted. As we forecasted from the beginning of this, we said this would be contagious. And it is. It's getting worse. And it's spreading. People are picking sides. People at the top are picking sides. This could be World War III. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, this is definitely the lead up, literally, to Armageddon. That's where this is going, for sure. The other thing that you've got to realize is I'm seeing on YouTube and other websites these ads for that the UN's pulling at everybody's heartstrings about the children of Gaza and all the rest of it. But what you don't realize in the West is that they don't think like you do over in that part of the world, okay? Westerners are very naive with regards to, they are so used to freedom and they're so used to libertarian ideas and not hurting anyone and the golden rule and Jesus' law of loving your neighbor and all the rest of it. Even if they're not Christians, they don't even know where it comes from and they just live by it their whole life. People in the Middle East, Muslims in the Middle East, don't think like that. They train their children from when they're really, really little. Like I'm talking about just about from the cradle. I hate everybody who's not a Muslim. And the Quran tells them to do that. So they do that. It's a cult. And they follow the rules of their cult. And that's what they do. And you have, there are videos on the internet of 4 and 5 year old children holding up kitchen knives talking about how they're going to disembowel the infidel. The infidel being the likes of you and me, Vincent.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.